All right. Here's what we want to do in this segment. We want to go to the phones. We would like to roll screenless, but we have a 45-second delay, so it takes 45 seconds at the very, very minimum from after I first say that to when people will actually hear it and start talking. It's weird. It's time travel, actually. What you are hearing, it's like looking at a faraway, distant planet. You're actually not seeing it then. You're seeing it from years ago once it finally gets to your eyes.
So if you run fast enough right now, you can get down to your car and hear yourself.
So we want to take some phone calls at 888-787-1310. If indeed,
he's evil. No, that was good, Killer.
He's evil.
Who? Killer?
You. You're evil for laying out on Killer. It's true. We're just not running to our cars right now.
I feel like you're co-hosting today, and I didn't hear you say anything, Mr.
I'm not going to ruin your layout.
He's the evil guy. And
I only get in here every once in a while. I will obey your rules and your signals. Of.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Julie, sweet little non-evil innocent Julie, just informed us she drank 21 shots on her 21st birthday, which seems pretty wild.
And nothing crazy came out of it. Like, I went home and went to sleep. It wasn't anything bad.
Did you get sick? Keep it all down?
I'm more of a get sick the next day kind of gal. I usually make it through the night okay.
Did you wash it down with some, or did you soak up the alcohol with some bread? You ever use that trick?
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Like, is that fake? I feel like that was a myth that we all believed would work, and we would eat a piece of bread.
You definitely have to eat food while drinking. So if you go in on an empty stomach, that's bad news.
Again, is that fake? What if you do?
We always win.
What happens?
It seems like you get a bad hangover if you don't eat.
Yeah.
And then do you drink pickle juice the next morning to clear that up? Have you heard that?
Haven't tried that.
I haven't tried that either.
I don't know. It was just our wives' tale that just drink some pickle juice.
Now people have companies that come and give you an IV, like at your house, if you're really bad. That's a thing.
How do you know that?
I haven't done it, but I've heard of people that have had to do that.
We had Pedialyte in the fridge all the time, especially when we were about to have a party.
Who do you call to get an IV?
There's companies.
That sounds awesome.
I know. They, like, travel to your house in a little, I don't know, some sort of...
Little mobile?
Some sort of IV mobile, and they hook you up and help you get through the day.
So do you guys have crazy stories? All I did was we had a bottle of mezcal, because we lived in Mexico at the time, with the student exchange thing, and I turned 21 there, and... The theory was, so mezcal is like like tequila, from what I understand, but it's harsher, and maybe it's Mexican, I don't know, but it's called mezcal, and it has the worm at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And the theory was, if you get to the worm and eat the worm, it's hallucinogenic. So you'll trip if you get to the worm and eat the worm. We didn't get there. I don't remember what happened, and I don't know where the bottle went the next day.
So you've never.
But it was my goal to get to that worm and eat that worm.
You never have?
No. And I wondered, if you'd be able to feel the effects of something hallucinogenic if you had drank a whole bottle of mezcal anyway.
Right.
I doubted that.
That's interesting. I wonder if the worm really works.
Well, maybe we'll find out as we go to the phones. Unless Mino has an awesome story. You turned 21 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple days ago, so I'm older than Luca. No, I was pretty lame in college. I didn't venture down the road of alcoholism until I started working here. But I had a football game that day, so that was cool, I guess.
A college football game?
Yeah.
College football?
Yeah, I scored my first and only touchdown on my 21st birthday.
Really?
So that's how
Who did
I
you
remember.
Play college football for?
A small school called Ottawa University. In Ottawa, Kansas.
Why don't we know that?
Undergrad of 450.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you
small.
Go there only because you had a chance to play football?
Yeah, I went there kind of last minute. I was going to go to UNT. I was going to walk on. But Ottawa offered me partial scholarship pretty much last minute. So I said, screw it. I'll go there. I'll see how I like it. I'll probably be back in a semester. And then I stayed there for 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. It was
weird. Who would have thought? So that's a D1 school.
No, no, no. They're NAIA. So they're not even NCAA.
Okay, I didn't know they could even...
They're super small.
I didn't know they could give any scholarship money at all at those that level.
NAIA can. Division III doesn't give athletic scholarships. They can only do academic. Yeah, I got a little bit.
I was okay. I was under the impression your career ended in high school football.
It basically
did.
I was a backup.
Cole Beasley.
No, we beat him. I stood on the sidelines as we watched our team beat Little Elm.
And Little Cole.
Little Big Cole.
The little man at the helm of the...
In the boat.
Of the football team.
I knew you played football in college because we're better friends.
We are.
And Ottawa is the tiny, tiny town where my mom was born. So it's
that's a fun fact.
A complete coincidence.
On March 12th.
Look
the
at
day
us.
Of our movie.
Connecting the dots. It all comes full circle.
Killer, where'd you turn 21?
At a Bennigan's in Arlington.
That's perfect.
Is there a little plaque or anything on the front of that now?
No, it's
the
no
place where Killer
there.
Turned 21.
Oh. It's been torn down.
Is Bennigan's still a thing?
I don't think so. Mm. I think they're all gone. Mm. Yeah, just a couple beers and a margarita at Bennigan's.
Russell Scott, really how old are you?
How old am I? I'm old. 59.
59. So when you turned 21, that was already a couple years after you were allowed to drink, right?
Yes.
Back then, it was 18?
Yep.
19?
It was.
18.
I was in college.
Where'd you go?
Went to what is now Texas State University. It was Southwest Texas State back then.
Mm-hmm. Is that where Jake went?
Yeah, Alexis, Texas.
Yeah. Oh. You know who Alexis, Texas is, Russell?
No.
Oh, you should.
Google.
Okay.
Yeah, Google that.
Not on that computer. Once you get home.
Once you get home. So it wasn't a monumental day for you?
Turning 21, nine.
Or to finally to be able to drink?
No. 18 was big when I turned 18.
And when I was in Mexico, I remember our little brothers and whatnot in the house. That's what we would call our, you know, the people we live with. We'd refer to them as mama and papa, and we had brothers as well. They all thought it was silly that we thought it was a big deal to turn 21 because they didn't really even have a drinking age. I think they kind of did.
Yeah.
But it was more enforced by mom and dad.
I think that's how most of the rules are. Like, and I think they have that rule, but it doesn't really matter.
But when they turned 21, they didn't go ape S and just get blotto because it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
So we always wondered about that socially. If we don't even have a drinking age, by putting a drinking age there, it makes it wrong. And makes us want to do it more.
Yep.
And then once you're able to, it's not as big of a deal. So if we were to take that restriction off, would there be as much teen drinking?
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of the same idea with being a really strict parent who, like, never lets you drink before you go to college or whatever. And then you go to college and just go insane. Because you've never been able to do
it before.
Yeah,
that's a weird deal for me, too. I don't want to promote it like, hey, you should be... You have to drink as being an adult, you need to drink. I always thought it was weird on New Year's Eve to give your kid like grape juice.
Yeah.
And say, look, I know you have to start drinking champagne once you're older, so here I'm going to warm you up with this. It's like a candy cigarette to me.
Yeah.
But, yes, like you're saying, but now do I want to just throw them in that water?
The people that I saw that really went nuts, and it wasn't me. I know it sounds like it could have been me in college, but it wasn't me. The people that I knew that did... Like, had so many, not just drinking, but, like, their parents were really, really overprotective of them, and then they kind of went.
And they were the most nuts in college.
Yes, they went off the grid. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to do some placebo heroin tonight with my daughter.
No. I think you're doing great. You've got a nice balance going.
Well, we'll see. All right, let's go to the phones. 214-787-1310. It's time to roll screenless with Julie Dobbs here in studio. Hi, you're on the ticket with Julie. Go ahead.
Hey, Julie. Hey. My daughter and Dan, there's a connection here for both. My daughter's about to turn 21. She's also in Columbia, Missouri. She's also a Chi Omega journalism student. Her birthday, Dan, is March 3rd. So she'll be 21, turning 21. I don't know about the shot book, but she has told me they do go out and now use a Sharpie basically to mark their arm. Every time they take a shot, they do the Sharpie mark up the arm to see how far they get.
That seems a lot easier than doing a big old scrapbook.
Hi, you're on the ticket with Julie. Go ahead.
Good story.
Hey, this is Terry, man. I was talking, y'all talking about 21st birthdays, right?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, oh, well, I was just going to say, I turned 21 in prison. That's how I spent my 21st birthday.
In prison?
Yes, sir. Yes,
did they let you party a lot when you turned 21, or?
Oh, no, not at all. Didn't get to party at all.
Are you Merle Haggard?
No, but ironically, I was long before I got locked up. I was long for about 2 weeks. Yeah.
Now they don't celebrate with a nice prison rape, do they?
Oh hell no!
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, I didn't hear what he said.
Other 21 shots.
Hi, you're on the hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Where did Bob go?
Hi, you're on the ticket with Julie. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got an interesting story when you're talking about the fact that when someone is, like, depressed when they're younger. I went in the military, and I spent a lot of time up in Canada where the drinking age was 18 and 19, depending if you're in Quebec or Ottawa. And all those kids were really, really responsible when they were younger. And they took cabs, and it was...
Wait, Julie sent me a... Julie just handed me a note. Wait, let me read... Oh, she wants me to say, when is the interesting story?
Not true.
Oh. Well, this is the interesting story.
Hi, you're on the ticket with Julie. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. P1 Minnow here. First of all, I'd like to say I like the new show. I like the new lineup. Miss Bob. But for the second time that I remember, you and Julie have hosted the show, and I think she's done a great job. And look forward to her help hosting over the holidays on vacations. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Sound a little bit like a Skinlanen, right? A little bit? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Julie, where'd you go to college?
Hi, you're on the ticket with Julie. Go ahead.
Julie, have you ever caught a cod?
Hi, you're on the ticket with Julie Dobbs. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually have caught a cod.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Jake's contract is having a problem right now, and Dan, can you change your name to Victor, and then you could call it
that? Hi, you're on the ticket with Julie. Go ahead. It's Michael Irvin.
I've never talked to Julie before.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been listening. Hey, Julie, I just got to know, what's your interest level in meeting up with the Playmaker later tonight?
What do you guys think? Huh?
Not bad.
But I don't know.
Very breathy.
We always like to end with one more. Hi, you are on the ticket. Go ahead. What's your question for Julie? Go ahead.
Julie,
we live in the same neighborhood, and I was just wondering if you were familiar with the new